Obligations and responsibilities come into our lives in both planned and surprising ways, and when they involve our caring and supporting the life of another, the day-to-day demands can mount very quickly, both physically and emotionally. Fortunately for the caregiver, there are outlets for support and resources which will ensure that those important obligations and responsibilities will indeed be met. You know, detail the services provided by the United Way of Northern New Jersey's Caregivers Coalition is Carol DeGraw. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Chris.
And let me give you the starting website, and I'll give you the, and we have the direct link over our site too, but it's unitedwaynj.org. You go to the Our Work section, and you'll find the information about the Caregivers Coalition. And let's start with the most important part, because obviously the I guess the saying is there's strength in numbers, and the caregiver quite often, I believe, feels like they've had this burden cast upon them and they're alone, but that's not true, because every month, the Northern New Jersey Caregivers Coalition, they have a monthly meeting, noon till 1, May 1st is the next one coming up at the Trico Federal Credit Union, Route 206 in Augusta. And, Carol, that must really be a comfort for the caregivers to realize that there are other people walking their paths, and the sharing of experience information must be invaluable.
Absolutely. You know, not only to recognize that there's other people walking their path, but to really understand that there are a lot of services and resources out there to help them. I'd just like to just say a little about the coalition.
Sure.
Because we're across the lifespan coalition, which means we don't care who you're caring for or the reason that you're caring for the person, whether it is a baby who is born with a disability or an aging parent or grandparent, a spouse with mental illness. It just doesn't matter. What's in common is that people need the information, the education, the resources, and support. And that's what we're all about. And that's who comes together at these meetings.
And I think, too, for the person listening, here's the term caregiver. They always think of it in the professional aspect and completely ignoring the fact that the majority, for example, just in northern New Jersey alone, there are about 260,000 residents over the age of 18 who serve as unpaid family caregivers to either family member, partner, or friend who is either disabled, ill, or of a senior age. And the person on the outside looking in just doesn't realize that that person they're working with, okay, maybe all of a sudden now they're not the happy person or the pulling their load at work like they used to. Well, they have a huge burden on their plate right now that they were never trained to do.
That's for sure. And caregiving can take many forms. It can be, you know, daily or weekly telephone check-ins. It can be that you're caring for somebody across the country. You know, right up to just taking someone to the doctor, doing their medications, balancing their checkbook, or 24/7 personal care. And most caregivers, you're absolutely right, don't identify themselves as such. They just consider themselves to be, you know, a daughter, a son, you know, a mother, a father, a sibling, a partner. And that's part of what we're trying to do is get the word out about that, because you're right, it could be the person sitting next to you. It could be your own family member, and you're not even realizing the stress and the burden that they're under.
Usually when we say that a number such as like the one I just gave, the 260,000, that's usually used a statistic that large as something of significance to the negative side. I think that's a significant number to the positive side. There's 260,000 plus people who have seen their duty, honored their obligation. They're stepping up. And for that, they certainly should be congratulated.
Absolutely. Caregivers are real, and actually caregivers are the backbone of a long-term care system in this country. So without them, not only should their families be appreciative of what they're doing, but so should our entire country, because they're taking a weight and providing services that are valued at basically more than our Medicaid, Medicare budget.
Absolutely. We're talking with Carol DeGraw from the United Way of Northern New Jersey Caregivers Coalition. UnitedWayNNJ.org, that's your starting point. And you go to the Our Work section, you'll find out all about the Caregivers Coalition. We have a direct link to that specific page as well. Over on our website, Issues and Ideas, radio.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas on the Sunday morning. Now, let's take us through the meeting. Again, it's coming up. The next monthly meeting is noon to 1:30 at Thursday, May 1st. at the Trico Federal Credit Union on Route 206 in Augusta. Is there an agenda? Is it a free-form meeting? Because really you never know when the people walk in what the individual caregivers have been experiencing, what they're discovering they're lacking in knowledge or direction. So I can imagine that trying to keep a format to a meeting like this could be challenging.
Well, actually, we have a standard format, and we get this out to everyone way before, because some of the caregivers will come because there's specific topics and presentations.
Okay.
So what we always try to do is start the meeting with a caregiver story, because that really centers us as to why we're doing what we're doing and why we're around the table. Because the people around the table include, of course, caregivers, which are the heart of our coalition, but as well as people that are providing services for them. So we do have minimal committee reports because we work on projects that basically are projects that caregivers have told us that they want and need, and I know we're going to talk about that a little later. But this particular month, our main education presentation is caring for someone with a mental illness. And that's going to be done by Carrie Parmalee, who is with the Intensive Family Support Services at St. Clair's. May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month, so we felt it only appropriate to do something regarding caregivers to a loved one with a mental illness. Each month we change our topics around and hope to provide the information that's going to touch all of our caregivers at some point during the course of the month.
Again, referring to the website, unitedwaynj.org, and the page for the Caregivers Coalition, that even before someone leaves the house to go to that May 1st meeting, for example, if that would be their first one, there's a whole host of resources they can download right off the website, just as a starting point for gaining a lot of the knowledge again, because this is the caregiver, the family caregiver, the non-professional caregiver, is placed in a challenging position, as I said in the introduction, and the more knowledge they have, the understanding that someone has walked their path before and they can learn from that walk, it's just got to be a huge stabilizing effect too, because not just for the caregiver has to come through with what they're called upon to do in order for the person they're caring for to have the comfort and the knowledge and the security that they're hoping to see in their challenging days.
Chris, you're absolutely right. And because for many caregivers, they're so busy balancing their life, their caregiving, their work, their other family members, what we do is try to make it easy for caregivers to be connected with us. We know that many caregivers cannot make every meeting or any meeting. So what we make sure is that all the materials that we cover in the meeting are emailed to them or snail mailed to them, however they best need to get it. And what they would know is our coordinator is also available to them by telephone, by email, if they have a question or concern that they'd like to talk about. And, you know, we want to meet the caregiver where the caregiver is at.
You can also download PDF documents, including the Pathways for Caregivers. They have a developing caregiver video series. They're free. This is all free information, by the way, free educational video series. Over the next 3 years, will be a total of 12 parts, and you can watch and view the current completed productions on the free caregiver video series at the Coalition's website. It's really just, you know, the more information you have in dealing with what you have to deal with as a caregiver for a loved one, and you want to show that love and you want to provide that stability for their lives, then the information that the United Way Caregivers Coalition is offering you free of charge between the meetings, the online resources, and just the support that you need so that you could be there for your loved one is absolutely invaluable. And it just provides you with the direction you need, the education you need, the knowledge you need, so that you can provide what's being asked upon you. And you do it willingly, again, to over 260,000 caregivers for family members just in the northern New Jersey area alone. For that, we all salute you for doing what you're doing and to learn that you are indeed walking in a much-traveled path. Hopefully you can attend the next meeting of the United Way of Northern New Jersey Caregivers Coalition coming up on Thursday, May 1st, noon until 1:30 at the Trico Federal Credit Union. That's on Route 206 in Augusta. Learn more at UnitedWayNNJ.org. And you go to the Our Work section, the Caregivers Coalition page, can be accessed that way as well as directly to that page because it's one of those long URLs. We have the direct link over at our website as well. We've been joined this morning from the United Way of Northern New Jersey Caregivers Coalition by Carol DeGraw. Carol, thanks so much for the direction, the information, the inspiration you provide those who are taking on a huge responsibility, making sure that they succeed in what they're doing. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.